purchased. So thank you, Bridget.
It's beautiful. And thank you to our musicians for singing. That was gorgeous. I love that song. So today is Epiphany Sunday. It is the day we remember and celebrate the journey of the Magi who followed a star to find Jesus. And this story is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Listen for God's word to you. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they'd heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they'd seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. And then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord. The wise men returned home by another road. Have you ever been on a journey that ended differently than expected? Have you ever had to go home another way? One time in seminary, I was taking a night class that met in Long Beach, California. And since I lived in Claremont at the eastern edge of Los Angeles County, it was a long drive there to Long Beach and a long drive home, especially after 10 p.m. when our class ended. One night, as I left class, one of the freeways on my route was closed. There was a terrible accident earlier in the evening. People died, and the highway patrol closed the entire freeway. All around me, traffic was in chaos as the drivers slowed and stopped and then tried to exit at the nearest off-ramp. All of us had to hurriedly figure out where to go next. And this was before cell phones, before GPS, and before Google Maps. I had a huge book of maps that I was using, frantically trying to search for a new route in the dark while trying to drive because there was no safe place to pull off. It was stressful and scary, and I had no idea which way to go to get home. Eventually, I did figure it out. I found a new route by taking the long way around through the cities and suburbs surrounding Los Angeles. I made it home much later than usual, but safe and sound. And so whenever I read this scripture passage, I wonder what that trip home was like for the Magi, who had no big book of maps to help them. We know a little bit about their journey to Bethlehem. We know that the Magi, these foreign astrologers, were happily, even naively, following the trail of a star. They were trying to solve a mystery, to decipher a prophecy about the birth of a child in Israel. What caught and held their attention on this long and dangerous journey, we don't know. Was it the star? Was it the prophecy of the shepherd king, the king of kings, the prince of peace? Were they bored in their work and maybe ready for a change? Whatever their motives, their quest led them to Jerusalem, to the capital city and the heart of Israel. And while there, they innocently inflamed the worst fears of the man installed by the Romans to rule the unruly colony, King Herod. They did this by asking for the child and calling him the King of the Jews. They didn't know, but this was a trigger for Herod, because the King of the Jews was his title, won by collaborating with the oppressors. And this child was a threat, a danger to his insecure power and position. And so King Herod called the chief priests and scribes to search the scriptures and to find the place of Jesus' birth as foretold by the prophets. And once he knew that that birthplace was Bethlehem, he met with the Magi once more, sending them to Bethlehem on his behalf. He asked them to find the child and then return to give him the exact location of Jesus' home. Herod's excuse was that he also wanted to pay homage to the young king. Do you think that the Magi knew after that meeting? Could they tell that Herod was attempting to use them to kill Jesus and his parents as quickly as possible? The Magi did not let this unsettling visit with Herod deter them. They completed their journey. They followed the star until it stopped. And Matthew writes, when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. Overwhelmed with joy to meet the Holy Family. Overwhelmed with joy to pay homage to the baby Jesus. Overwhelmed with joy to offer him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And after their visit, the Magi did not go back to Jerusalem. They did not give Jesus' location to Herod. They were warned in a dream. And so the wise men went home by another way. Our theme throughout Advent and Christmas has been close to home. We've talked about the ways that scripture and music of the season hits close to home for most of us. We've also talked about the ways that God is our true home, a place of refuge and shelter for each one of us. And so today, on Epiphany Sunday, the final Sunday in this series, we are traveling with the Magi as they go home by another way. My guess is that many of us, at some point in our lives, have experienced a disruption to our plans, similar to that of the Magi. And like them, we've been forced to go home by another way. How many of you at one time thought that your life was on a clear path, only to find your way blocked or diverted, forcing you to completely change your plans? Has that ever happened to you? Anybody? Yes. It has definitely happened to me. I was supposed to be a teacher. Last week on the NPR show Fresh Air, the host Terry Gross replayed interviews that she did with Archbishop Desmond Tutu in 1984 and 1999. And he told a story about his call to ministry that I found at once surprising and reassuring all at the same time. Bishop Tutu never intended to go into the ministry. That was not his original intention for his life. He wanted to be a medical doctor, but his family was very poor and they could not afford to pay for his education. The South African government at the time was giving scholarships for a teacher training college, so that's where he went. He became a high school teacher. And then in the 1950s, as a part of apartheid, the government introduced what it called Bantu education. This was an educational track just for black South Africans, and it was meant to teach them to be good servants. Bishop Tutu said, "I felt that I could not collaborate in a system that was intended to emasculate our people and to help keep them oppressed, and I didn't have many options." So he chose the ministry. He said he thought the ministry was a fairly easy option. That's what he said. Archbishop Desmond Tutu used his pulpit to advocate for the end to apartheid. He was an activist priest who put his life on the line, and throughout his ministry, his love of God and God's people was clear. Obviously, his fairly easy option became something much more. God stretched and grew him, God called him, and in the end, Bishop Tutu went home by another way. Think about your own journey of late, your journey through 2020 and 2021, and now your journey into this fresh new year of 2022. Have there been points along the way when you realized that the freeway was closed and that it was time to find a new way home? Has God stretched and grown you, called you in ways that surprised and maybe even scared you? I think it's safe to say that our journeys have been entirely upended in the past 2 years, that nothing has gone as planned or expected, and there is much to grieve in that. So much loss, so much hardship for so many. And still, I am struck by the Magi's joy at the end of their journey, that they were still in danger. Herod's threats were very real. And yet, when the star stopped and they met Jesus and Mary for the first time, they were overwhelmed with joy. There have been joys in these years of coronavirus. Small graces as well as big ones. Moments of epiphany, times when the presence of God was so powerful. Our journey is not over. Even as we begin this new year, as we contend with a new coronavirus variant, as we continue to follow COVID protocols, we are traveling a new path. We are going home by another way, trusting that God is with us along the way and knowing that God is waiting to greet us at every part of the journey. Amen. Friends, on this Epiphany, we remember the wise men who traveled many miles down long, dusty roads to get to visit the Holy Family. Many of us have also traveled long roads to get to this place, and we want to see the Christ child as well. So today we celebrate together the joyful feast of the people of God. They shall come from east and west, from north and south, to sit at table in the kingdom of God. This is the Lord's table. It is an open table, open to those of little faith and open to those of great faith. This is a place, a home where all are welcome, all are invited. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. It is right and our